44. Lay not aside the fear of God, O ye the learned of the world, and judge fairly the cause of this unlettered one, to whom all the books of God, the protector, the self-subsisting, have testified. Will not the dread of divine displeasure, the fear of him who hath no peer or equal, arouse you? He whom the world hath wronged hath at no time associated with you, hath never studied your writings, nor participated in any of your disputations. The garb he weareth, his flowing locks, his headdress, attest the truth of his words. How long will ye persist in your injustice? Witness the habitation in which he who is the incarnation of justice hath been forced to dwell. Open your eyes, and beholding his plight, meditate diligently upon that which your hands have wrought, that haply ye may not be deprived of the light of his divine utterance, nor remain bereft of your share of the ocean of his knowledge. Certain ones, among both commoners and nobles, have objected that this wronged one is neither a member of the ecclesiastical order, nor a descendant of the prophet. Say, O ye that claim to be just, reflect a little while, and ye shall recognize how infinitely exalted is his present state above the station ye claim he should possess. The will of the Almighty hath decreed that out of a house wholly devoid of all that the divines, the doctors, the sages and scholars commonly possess, his cause should proceed and be made manifest. The breathings of the divine spirit awoke him, and bade him arise and proclaim his revelation. No sooner was he roused from his slumber than he lifted up his voice and summoned the whole of mankind unto God, the Lord of all worlds. We have been moved to reveal these words in consideration of the weakness and frailty of men. Otherwise, the cause we have proclaimed is such as no pen can ever describe, nor any mind conceive its greatness. To this beareth witness he with whom is the Mother Book.